Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of the social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. There's nothing quite as transforming airline travel into a more pleasant experience than noise-canceling headphones. Not even paying too much for the sharp end of the plane can block out a baby or toddler who's making it clear it no longer appreciates long-haul travel. Enter the world of the noise-canceling headphone advantage. Bose have always been category leaders, and knowing I was traveling, they lent me a pair of their shiny, new, quite comfy 45 noise cancelers that they now have on offer. So what do you get for the best part of 8,000 Rand? Well, full-sized over-ear headphones and noise cancelling that reduces everything to low white noise. But they aren't the only ones to offer that. Their tech is pretty much as good as it gets, with near silence. As with almost all new devices in this category, they now have pass-through options, where at the touch of a control, you can clearly hear someone talk to you without taking them off. Now, for what makes the launch of this Bose set special or different? Number one is comfort. They are super lightweight, and I had zero pressure on the top of my skull, a form of slow torture that can become excruciating after 8 hours of wear. No ear pain either. Great sound, like really great sound. Not full-on audiophile sound, but 98% of the way there. As little as makes no difference unless you're nitpicking and looking for the differences actively. Music is a pleasure. Movies are able to be enjoyed at low volume due to the noise cancelling. As to the controls, they are unusually at the rear of the cans, not the front. And that means they're hard to see, but who can see headphones on their own head anyway? But this means your thumbs naturally fall on the controls, and once you experience this difference, you wonder why it wasn't the obvious choice for everyone. Absolutely brilliant. There's USB-C charging, and for the record, I was in transit for a full day and a bit, well over 24 hours, with full use on flights lasting about 18 hours. I never shut them down. I used noise cancelling constantly while flying, and the headphones still had 20% of their battery left. They fold nicely into a petite case that isn't bulky and a bother at all. And getting to the lightweight, they're lightweight but robust feeling that don't feel like they're going to fall apart. My previous bike there with Bose Bluetooth headphones was the clumsiness of moving them from one device to another, and Bose has updated their software to fix this, so that's done. Things I wished were different, and this is a very small list. Primarily, this is a Bluetooth headphone, and they use an included cable for connecting to things like aeroplanes. A 305mm jack on the jumbo jet side, but a smaller 2mm size on the headphone side. So if you lose the cable, good luck quickly finding another. Secondly, most of the top-of-the-line headphones these days will pause music or movies upon detecting removal from your ears. They don't do this. Disappointing at this price point. Other than that, if you are a regular traveler and need noise-isolating microphones for calls, and you want incredibly good sound, these are a go-to if you can afford them. The beamforming that the mic does is excellent, and I am recording the show on this. They are worth it, and that's the Bose QuietComfort 45 noise cancellers. If you've got questions you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. And, of course, that podcast on fmr.co.za. Until next week.